Welcome to Day 87. We are up to Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. Now, yesterday we learned about a case in which a person is allowed to separate Trumas and Maaseros before he actually has the food. The case was that it was Shabbos. The person invited him over for Shabbos and knew that the host was an Ama Aretz, and therefore the food would need to be a tithe, but you can't tithe on Shabbos. But because it's Demai, and as we keep on saying, most Ama Aretz actually do separate tithes, and the only reason we have to is Midrabanan, so Chazal gave a leniency, and that is that before Shabbos, one is allowed to make a declaration that basically designates tithes before Shabbos, before he even has the food in front of him, and is able to separate tithes then, so that on Shabbos, when he actually has the food, when he separates it, he's not really separating, he's just identifying that which he already separated. So our mission is just going to teach us that not only does he have to make the declaration before Shabbos, but then when Shabbos actually comes, he has to do it again and basically clarify that what he said yesterday is happening right now. Now, our mission is going to give the example of someone who does it with wine, even though yesterday the case that we was just food on one's plate, but it's the same exact halacha. So we're going to learn it in terms of wine, but again, it applies just as equally as we learned yesterday to food on one's plate and to wine in one's cup. So it says Mishnah Beis. So then when Shabbos actually comes around, again, remember, on Erev Shabbos, the person designated the Trumas and Maaseros, even though it wasn't in front of the person. So now, come Shabbos, Mazgalos HaKos, the person pours the cup of wine. Omer, he says, Mashani Asid L'Shayer B'Shulei HaKos, Harei Maaser, that which I'm going to leave at the very bottom of the cup, that 1%, that we talked yesterday about the case of 1% of the food on one's plate. Again, it's the same halacha. So if he was talking about a wine before Shabbos, now on Shabbos, the person says, that which I'm going to leave at the very end of my cup, that 1%, that is Maaser. Maaser is 10%. So, Ushar Maaser, Samachlo, the rest of the 9% that fills out the Maaser is in the part right before the 1% that you're going to leave. That is Maaser. That's considered, that's 10%. Vezesha, Sisi Maaser, Asli Trumas Maaser, love. And that one drop that I originally said was Maaser, or part of that Maaser, part of 10%, is now considered Trumas Maaser. That is the 10% of the 10%, which is really 1%, that little drop that you leave on the bottom of the coast. That's considered Trumas Maaser. You can't eat that because that technically goes to the Kohen. We mentioned yesterday, we didn't actually say this explicitly, but in this case, you don't really have to worry about giving to the Kohen because it's such a tiny amount. We assume that it's negligible, and therefore you don't really have to go to the Kohen, but you still can't drink it because it's really technically belongs to the Kohen. So that 1% that's left in the bottom of your cup is Trumas Maaser, you won't eat that. Maaser Shein Befiv, and which Maaser Shein is in my mouth, meaning part of the 10% of that which is in my mouth when I took a swig of the cup, that's Maaser Shein. U'mechol Alamos, and that was what I, yesterday, already from yesterday, I redeemed on the coins. So remember, before Shabbos, you say that which I'm going to drink, I'm going to redeem on the coins, you set the coins aside on Shabbos, and then you are done. So essentially what you're doing on Shabbos is you're just repeating what you said on Erev Shabbos. The bottom, that 1%, that's what I was talking about yesterday, is Trumas Maaser. The Trumas Sheni that's in my mouth that I have already been redeemed on coins, that's what I said yesterday was redeemed on coins. So it's just affirming what you did the day before. Okay, that is Mishnah Beis. And now Mishnah Gimel. Now Mishnah Gimel is going to discuss a case, another case in which a person is able to separate Maaseros even before the food is in front of him. And that's an interesting case. We just learned that about Shabbos. You're allowed to separate Maaseros before Shabbos. In this case, another case, not Shabbos, when you're allowed to separate Maaseros even before the food is in one's possession. So it says Mishnah Gimel, Poel She'enu Ma'am in the Balabais. A worker who is allowed to eat, let's say figs, is allowed to eat the figs of the owner. That's part of the wages that he's allowed to eat as you go. You're allowed to eat a bunch of figs as you work. So Poel She'enu Ma'am in the Balabais. But the problem is, that which the Balabais is giving him, he doesn't trust the Balabais to separate tithes. Let's say the Balabais is an Ama Aretz. So this worker wants to separate tithes from the, let's say, from the figs, right? The problem is that he doesn't want to have to separate tithes from every fig that he eats, to separate a piece of the fig, and he doesn't want to have to do that. He wants to separate all of it together, except that he only has the figs that are in front of him right now. So he wants to separate tithes on all of the figs that he's going to eat, but doesn't want to do it on each individual one. So what do? You don't have the rest of the figs in front of you. It's going to come later throughout the day. So what do? Says the Mishnah, Dotak Rogeras Achas V'Omer, you can take one fig and say, Zo V'Seisha Habas Acharecha, this one, plus the next nine figs that I have, that's going to be Asios Maaser Al Tishim Shani Ochel. That's going to be considered Maaser, that's going to be 10% of the 90 that come after that. So I'm going to take one fig and say this fig plus the 9 figs that I'm going to eat after this, those together are going to be considered 10% Maaser, on the next 90 figs that I eat after that. Zusha, asuya trumas meisar len, and this one that I pulled apart, that first fig, that's considered trumas meisar. You're allowed to eat the rest of the meisar, as we know by demai, but the one that you first pulled apart, that's trumas meisar, and that has to be given to the kohen. Umeisar sheni ba'achrona mechul amos, and then meisar sheni is going to be after you did 1 through 10 is going to be meisar, so then 11 through whatever it is, 11 through 19, 11 through 20, whatever the number is, that's going to be considered meisar sheni mechul amos, and I'm going to eventually, that's something that I'm going to redeem onto these coins. You take coins right now and say those future ones that I'm going to eat, numbers 11 through 20, whatever, 11 through 19, I'm redeeming those right now, and I'm going to take that money to Yerushalayim, and I'm allowed to eat the figs here. The chosach gruyas achas, and they're allowed to eat all the rest of the 99 figs. That first one that you removed, you just have to separate. You can't eat that first one that you removed, but now it's good to go. All the other figs are considered already tithe. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, lo yachsoch, actually, you shouldn't remove from the 99 figs, meaning once you separated that first fig, the first opinion is that you have to leave that aside and eat the next 99. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, once you separate the first fig, you actually have to eat that first fig, because if you don't have your full amount, if you eat 99 figs instead of 100 figs, you won't have the full strength to do the work for the Baal HaBayis. That's not fair. That's like stealing from the Baal HaBayis, from the employer. You have to do your best work. So you have to eat that one fig. And instead, what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would say is that you have to then buy another fig, a 101st fig from the Baal HaBayis, and you have to buy that from the Baal HaBayis, and you eat that fig, so you're really eating 100. And I'm sorry, the one that you buy will replace the Trumas Meisar that you originally gave, and you'll give that to the Kohen. So at the end of the day, you're eating 100 figs. Rabbi Yossi, a final opinion, lo yachsal v'meshahu tanai beizdin. Actually, not only are you allowed to eat that one fig, you're allowed to eat that first fig, but also it's a tanai beizdin. It's a tanai based on, it's a condition of how you worked, that really the owner has to be the one to pay the coins. So the owner would have to give you a 101st fig. The owner himself would have to separate the 101st fig and give that to the coin. You don't have to buy it. Meaning the question is, whose responsibility is it to give the fig? According to the last two opinions that say you have to eat 100, so whose responsibility is it to replace that one fig that would have gone to the coin? Who has to pay for that? So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, you have to pay for it, the worker. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, actually the owner of the field has to pay for it. So really, he's not just giving you 100 figs, he's giving you 100 and then giving one to the Kohen. Okay, we'll continue with Mishnah Daled tomorrow.